KJC Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you Thursday morning, and joining us, 36th District State Senator Jim Stommas. Jim, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Well, doing well. We're bracing for the once again winter type weather here.
We are, and yeah. I'm on my way to Lansing this morning. We've even got snow down here in Lansing on the sides of the roads as well. So fortunately, the roads are good.
Yeah,
but. The white stuff is bad.
Yeah, it seems to just remind us every once in a while. Well, Jim, let's talk about what's happening in Lansing. The big news, the focus for everything seems to be around that state budget.
That is certainly a large focus right now. The governor put forward her budget. Now both the House and the Senate are working on preparing their proposals for a budget. And so we are in the middle of taking testimony from the different departments and then working on targets to say how much can we do. I think the two large priorities that the Michigan Senate is going to continue to look at within the budget is education and roads. And so as we review all of those, we're going to continue to make sure we're putting additional dollars, I think, to roads and to education. And so those will be the two, I think, big items that we see coming forward at some point. But then a little bit of other news within the Senate appropriations. Yesterday, we took up and passed out of committee two bills, one being the Michigan Trust Fund, which is dollars that we receive from oil wells and other things that are on state property. And so we receive payment for those. And that payment then is sent to the trust fund. And then the trust fund awards to communities across the state through a grant process dollars. And so we've passed that out. And hopefully that'll be taken up in the Senate. The House has already supported it. And so that should be sending out, I want to think it was right around $7 million worth of grants across the state to the local communities and other organizations. And so that was nice to see move forward. And then the other one that was a discussion, and we actually had interesting testimony, was wrongfully imprisoned. And so the governor's asked for $10 million for wrongfully imprisoned individuals. So those that had spent time in prison and then were found to be innocent afterwards, and there's actually a very stringent review process in order to be eligible for it. The law actually specifies the amount, so it's not a one-on-one or individual negotiation type thing. That bill also came out of the when we had testimony on that one, it was sort of amazing and quite disheartening, quite honestly, to hear the testimony of one of the gentlemen actually spent almost 48 years in prison and then later found to be innocent. And the story actually just aired, I believe, on 60 Minutes about not last week, but the week before. And so it was incredible to hear his testimony, but it was even more honestly inspiring to see a positive attitude after everything that he's been put through. And so it's certainly one that we are moving forward. The House has already approved it. The governor had requested it. So that one also came out of the Senate yesterday. And so those are sort of the things happening in Lansing. I think a couple other big issues still going on are still getting lots of attention. Is auto no fault, and discussions and hearings are going on with that, along with road funding, and where do we go with that? And so those also are happening as we move forward as well.
Very good. All right. So any stops in the district for you in the near future?
So I certainly am planning it. I think we will be coming up 23 and or through the center part of the district and heading up and hitting some of the communities on the way up to Alpena and then into Presque Isle and then back down in Oscoda as well. And so I know I have some meetings coming up in the areas and look forward to that as well. So I will try to make sure I get that information out as soon as I have the dates in front of me.
All right. And if they can't find you there, I'm sure they can find you a couple of other ways too, my friend.
They can. And, you know, one of the interesting ways, just real quick, Kevin, yesterday we had Delta College students in along with Boy Scouts who came in and just do the the tour capital, but then we were able to actually sit down and have conversations and hear what our young people also think about the legislative process and also some of what their priorities were as well. So that was an interesting one. But if I don't run into you out in the district and or see you in Lansing, please give my office a call at 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036 or www.senatorjimstamas.com.
Sounds good, Jim. Hey, you have a safe travels today, and we'll check in with you again very soon, my friend.
Sounds good, Kevin. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.